Chapter 22. We entered a small second-grade classroom, judging from the huge sign on the door. A woman was sitting at the desk staring into space and eating lunch, but she looked up like a deer in headlights when she saw me, Miss Thompson, and Benji.
"Miss Thompson, what?"
She froze mid-sentence, her eyes widening as they locked onto me.
"Miss Marshall,"
the recess teacher said carefully,
"Benjamin's mother has some concerns that she needs to address with you. I thought it best for you two to speak in private, but she insisted that Benjamin come inside with her."
Miss Marshall didn't seem to be following the conversation.
"Okay."
Miss Thompson nodded, took one more look at me and Benji, then exited the classroom to go back outside. I faced Miss Marshall. "I'm calling the police right now," I announced, pulling out my phone. "My son has been missing for over 2 months, and somehow he ends up enrolled at your school?" Miss Marshall's head snapped back in shock. Then she stood up so quickly, her chair scraped against the floor.
"Wait, why are you calling the police? That's not..."
But I was already dialing, my fingers shaking with rage. Detective Lane picked up on the second ring. "Detective Lane, I found him. I found Benji. He's here at the Sawsucket Elementary School."
"Miss Wilson,"
his voice crackled through the speaker,
"you're actually at the school now?"
"Yes, and he's right here in front of me. They have him enrolled here like nothing happened, like he wasn't kidnapped."
"That's..." Detective Lane paused. "That's impossible. Are you absolutely certain?"
"Of course I'm certain. When will you get here?"
"I'm still about an hour out with this traffic. I'll try to send some officers ahead of me. They can probably be there in 20 minutes. Don't do anything until..."
"An hour? No. I need someone here now. I want to know who enrolled my son in this school."
Miss Marshall stepped forward, her hands raised in a placating gesture.
"Please, Deanie, just calm down and..."
I froze, my phone nearly slipping from my grip.
"What did you just call me?"
"Deanie,"
she repeated softly.
"That's your name."
The room tilted sideways. Nobody called me Deanie. Why was she saying that name confidently like she knew me? I held the phone away from my ear and stared at the teacher in shock, while Detective Lane was still talking on the other end of the phone. My mouth opened to respond, but before I could form words, the door swung open. An older woman, who I presumed to be the principal, stood in the doorway, her expression grave.